Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is the founder and CEO of Nursa, Curtis Anderson. Curtis, how are you today?
Hey, doing well, Jared. Thanks for the time.
I'm excited to have you here. Let's dive right in. Tell the audience about yourself.
Yeah, so a little bit of background. I'm the CEO and founder of Nursa. But the story, I guess, really begins quite a while ago. Grew up in a small farming town in Idaho. Watched both my parents and my grandparents run some form of business on their own. They were entrepreneurial at heart, and those were early and first lessons in the value of hard work. Growing up in a rural agricultural community, you have to make your own fun, and so started playing around with and built my first computer at age 12. Was hooked at that point and just started to use and have always used tech to create impact, to make things better. After I did a degree and got out of that small town, started a few companies, owned a few companies and operated, and including a nurse staffing agency. The goal was always the same: use tech to create impact. And felt the operational and financial challenges of dealing with an agency, and started to see a better way. Used the internet as a verb, and built out Nursa. We've got a great team now across the globe who are just as committed as I am to put a nurse at the bedside of every patient in need. And our platform enables healthcare facilities of all kinds to connect with and plan for filling short-term gaps, what's known as per diem staffing in the space. And that alleviates burdens for short-staffed units and decreases the likelihood of poor patient outcomes and staff burnout. So proud of the work that we do and what the team has accomplished here. Nurses, trusted and growing community. We work with well over 1,500 healthcare facilities across the country and have a community of more than 100,000 nurses nationwide today. We're Gold Seal certified with the Joint Commission and are the only nationwide partner of our kind with the American Red Cross.
That's great. And I know this world. On the kind of the other side of it, I was in the locum tenens space.
Okay.
Out of college. I say it was my first job out of college, but my first job out of college was telecom investment banking. I lasted 6 months. I hated it. quick pivot to the locum tenens world on the sales side. I found it super interesting as a way to learn about kind of the whole healthcare system, all the different roles, right? Focused on anesthesia. Ended up leaving to start Block Health, which was a nurse anesthetist and anesthesiologist staffing marketplace. We pivoted because of the credentialing problem, and ended up running that for a couple of years before SteadyMD ended up acquiring Block Health. But so I know these pain points very well, and I'm so happy that you're going after them, and you've built this great company. And you kind of already gave us that broad overview. I would love for you to focus in on how you're changing or how you're setting out to change the status quo in this space.
Yeah, absolutely. Nursa enables facilities who need short-term help to connect with qualified nurses who can fill those short-term gaps, just like you talked about in upstream space. It sounds simple, and it is generally, but in order to understand how things are changing, there is a little bit of history here that is helpful because it hasn't always been this easy. As you're well aware, Jared, agencies are more the historical alternative and filled these gaps in all kinds of ways. But generally, the relationship that agencies have with a nurse for us was that historically they were in a committed full-time employment relationship, and then what they're doing is going to the hospitals or the healthcare facilities and offering a portion of that pool, largely seeking longer-term commitments or contracts. There's often multiple parties involved in that conversation between the manager in the facility and the nurse who wants to work, which makes it really convoluted. It's this big adult game of telephone, and it functions just like the game did on the elementary school playground. You get information that comes in one side and a different message that comes out the other. Lots of people in the middle. And so it was really hard in an agency world to fill shorter term engagements. And I felt the pain personally running an agency. And so NRSA functions very different. There's no middleman between the manager at the facility and the nurse who wants to work. And the platform helps build the connection between these two parties seamlessly. So the manager at the facility simply lists the shift that they need help on. That shift appears in the jobs feed for nurses who are most qualified to fill it. The nurses request those shifts, the ones that they want to work, and then the manager subsequently schedules them. The two parties can repeat this as frequently as they like. And if it turns out that both parties like the relationship enough, we don't strap any fees, or there's nothing, no other processes associated with hiring them full time. NRSA is focused on being the connective tissue, and we're making the process today much more simple than it has been historically by providing that digital engine or that layer to enable both parties to succeed.
Now, I know it can probably differ depending on various factors, but from applying for a shift to getting approved to work it, roughly how long can that process take?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It can certainly vary. Generally, there's a good portion of the shifts that we fill that will list, match, and fill within 24 hours of the shift start time. So much different than historical alternatives. We're working real time now. Now that's in a worst case scenario, let's call it, or in a very near term case. We also see folks who plan out their calendars and their shift schedules months or a month in advance. And so your average outside of, same day can be as long of a window as 30, 35, 40 days.
Interesting. And how much notice must hospitals and the other facilities that you work with have to give to get a shift filled using NRSA?
Yeah, that depends. In the early days of a relationship, we like to scale that up. So early days will be longer term. If we can get 7-10 days, it increases the likelihood of fulfillment. But overall, the idea is that they can get a shift filled right now. So the amount of notice, again, the value of the platform is that connective tissue. And so a manager in a facility has a specific need, and we're trying to connect them to the person who can fill that specific need. There's no real notice or time that needs to exist there if both parties happen to be engaged on the platform at the right moment.
And this is always a question I love asking anyone that comes on, right? This is obviously a huge space that you're in. There's plenty of room for multiple players, which there are multiple players. How would you say NRSA is continuing to differentiate from the other kind of staffing tools available? We'll even include the agencies, the historic agencies that you mentioned early.
Yeah, so I think there's some interesting pieces here. We talk to nurses every day, and I became really interested in the industry as I listened to these stories of the nurses who wanted to work and the stories of the managers who are looking for help for patients and to improve patient care. The stories are pretty similar, and it was those stories that illustrated how challenging it's gotten for both sides. Compelled me to keep double clicking and look at this. Differentiation today comes out of those stories that I heard. And maybe as an example, I met a nurse named Brandy early on who had worked for a facility more than a decade, had a great relationship with the team in the facility. And then Brandy's mom gets sick. And she makes a conscious choice to leave the bedside full time. and help her mother at home through end-of-life care. Because she couldn't work full-time anymore but still needed some kind of financial stability, she went back to the facility, and the facility team couldn't stomach the part-time commitment, especially not on a flexible schedule, because their needs are also of a full-time nature. I mean, they need someone that they can depend and count on. And so the costs of bringing in outside help were exorbitant at the time. And it just felt so crazy to me in that moment that there was really no other way. I mean, Brandy ends up getting a job in another industry to help fill the part-time, the note. And the facility team ends up, Brandy's team ends up working her schedule in addition to their own while they wait for almost 3 months to recruit someone to fill it. And so as we started to build NRSA, I knew there was a better way. I mean, it's hard to watch that kind of talent and experience walk away from a role, and certainly hard to watch a team have to separate from one of their own. As I mentioned, I had seen technology fill so many other holes in my life and experience that I figured the internet as a verb could work here. And so we started building, and the differentiation here is born in that. It's different in the sense that historically the relationship has been committed, inflexible, very rigid. Today we offer more flexibility than the healthcare space has seen logistically tackling a work issue. And we haven't stopped building. I mean, it's a, now I think as well at the end of 2022, you know, 1 in 3 nurses still cited that they intended to leave the bedside. So it's fair to say that our work here truly has just begun. But I think there's hope for the future. I mean, we continue to talk to nurses all the time who are in similar situations to Brandy. And now they use NRSA as a platform to flexibly fill in where they can. And managers that at facilities who, I mean, quite literally get to go home because of the value proposition of having a layer that can connect them to people who can help in a real-time basis. And real-time in this sense can be same day. So they know what we've built that they can depend on to at least get them that far. It's been an incredible trip. And I think as you look forward, the differentiation here will begin to compound in the years ahead as we continue to expand on building out the connective tissue and the platform as we see fit.
And in terms of what you can share with us today, what is next for NRSA that really excites you?
Yeah, it's an incredible question. And I think as you're well aware, I mean, you don't set out to build Block without a little bit of faith for the future, right? And the Steady Crew, that's an incredible team as well. And so you've seen this at work in your own life. I start from a position of asking, you know, what's possible when you improve the speed and efficiency of connecting patients with those who can provide them the care that they need? And it's a pretty wide open landscape. I mean, the internet as a tool and as a resource offers us so much more potential in how we solve logistical problems in healthcare. And so much of the discussion that we've had to date, especially around the pandemic, is focused on workforce. And I think so much of the future opens us up to have a discussion and to demonstrate that this is more a problem about work and what our relationship is with work. We've built this great digital switchboard to help people who are intentional and focused about the ways they want to work. And in the process, we've started to change the way that nurses and managers connect more personally with whom they work with. At the same time, you've got in so many other spaces, digital advancements that are just pushing way ahead. And so there's just tons and tons of opportunity. You only get to be the best in the world at, you know, one thing at a time. And I truly believe that. And so our team will continue to focus on removing barriers that stand in the way of our work in healthcare being personal and fulfilling. Right? Our mission is to get a nurse to the bedside of every patient in need. And so that'll include, you know, rethinking how we see engagement or scheduling of that work. It'll include, you know, leveraging the internet to help make sure managers' lives are less filled with clutter so that they can focus more intently on guiding their teams and their teams can focus more intently on serving the patients that they have.
I love it. Well, Curtis, I hope we can have you come on again real soon and we can get you on a panel, dig a little bit deeper, but really appreciate you joining me on the podcast here today and sharing your story.
Likewise, Jared. Thanks for the time and all the best.